Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morton Anderson, he's going to come over, the Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker for the Saints and the Falcons. How you been, Morton?
I'm doing great. Yeah? This is a fun day for us. We feel like we're pretty popular in here today, bringing this certified Angus beef around the Tenderloin. I got Chef Tony with me, and so we're having a blast sharing this great product with everyone. And from your wife chowing down, I think mission accomplished.
There's an electric chair in her future, I think. I think that was that last meal type of thing.
Oh, geez.
And Chef Tony, thanks for coming by and joining us here as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Morton, you and I were talking, and you said you're still living down here in Atlanta. Tell me about this Falcons team, and tell me about the fact that this city is hosting this big event.
This is a great city for big sporting events, and they have the perfect venue for it. The Mercedes-Benz Stadium is an incredible venue. I mean, we had the big college games here, obviously. We had the United that won the MLS soccer team.
Right.
Drawing 72,000 people. I mean, incredible. I went to a couple of games. And then the Falcons, the Falcons underachieved. Let's face it, the Falcons underachieved this year. But as far as a host city for a Super Bowl, this is great. I mean, this is great.
So tell me about the FC Atlanta, because
– oh, my gosh, United.
We've heard a lot about it. There's gear running around down here. And I had to ask people, I said, because we don't have one in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Some friends of mine do back in where I grew up in Cincinnati, but – it's overtaken.
It gets crazy,
doesn't it?
I don't think Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons and Atlanta United, in his wildest dreams would have dreamt that it was going to be this popular, and successful, this fast. I mean, they were breaking attendance records from the get-go. And what the team has done, they've gone outside the country and found really good players, international players, and brought them in. And they've flourished here, and they got a really nice product. And the fan base here is entrenched now. I mean, it's really a fun 90 minutes, couple of hours, obviously, for the game, but really fun, really fun.
So did you get your start soccer?
Soccer, soccer. I was a gymnast, and I played handball. And Denmark just won the world championship in handball, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you. Can we get a golf clap on that? nothing? Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
I did not pick that up in the sports pages. I didn't see it on sports.
It wasn't front page up in Milwaukee at the Milwaukee Journal or whatever?
You still get the Denmarkian newspaper delivered to you?
The Copenhagen Gazette? I don't know. I'm making that one up, actually, as we go.
Sitting here talking at the table with Morton Anderson, the Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker with the Saints and the Falcons. It's not very often you get a kicker that's in the Hall of Fame.
No, there's only two of us, Jan Stenerud and myself.
Right. We got a chance to book
you,
what was that like? Because
it's unbelievable.
Like guys now, you've got a log jam of safeties that have to go in. You got a log jam of offensive linemen that are getting ready to go. But when you say, here comes a kicker that could be eligible, if you got the stats, you're in. If you don't, you don't.
It took me 5 years, and I took a lot of support. It took some time to get the room, because there's 48 guys. You got to get 80% votes.
Right.
So it's not – you can't get a lot of no's.
Right.
And you're gone. And you got to get 80% every single round, not just from 25 to 15, but from 15 to 10 to 10 to 5. Every round you got to get 80%. It's a gauntlet. And so I was just talking to Clayton, who's on the board, on the committee, and he said, we have a logjam. We have guys that have been waiting, eligible, and we got to get them out of the way.
Yeah.
Because new guys come every year.
Is there, when Adam Vinatieri, what he's done, is he a guy that's going to go in?
He'll go in. Now, will he go first ballot? I'm not sure. It depends on the logjam.
Yeah.
Depends on who's waiting, who's been waiting.
Has there been discussion of saying, if you belong, why wait?
I thought I had a chance to go first ballot just because I was the leading scorer in the history of the game.
Yeah.
Had played more games than anybody. Had more game winners than anybody. I don't know what else I needed to have on the resume. But, again, there was resistance because of the specialist notion, that you're not an every down player. And there were other players that were worthy as well, which there were.
Yeah.
So, I waited my time, and thank God it happened in 17.
Is there a group of guys that are in – Because, like right now, Leroy Butler from the Green Bay Packers.
Sure.
Leroy, he works with us. We know him. We know he belongs. I mean, Ronnie Lott came up and said if he's not there, it's a travesty. So when guys like that are in the Hall of Fame that say, that guy belongs here, he's one of us.
Yeah.
But he can't get in because we only take so many. Is that fair?
Well, everybody has their favorites in that room. So whoever, if you have a vote, you have your favorite guys every year.
Right.
That's just the way it is. That's human nature. This is your horse. You're going to see this horse through.
Right.
And if he doesn't get in, you may change your mind, and next year it's a different horse.
Right.
What you hope is that enough guys will have you as their favorite horse. 80%,
yeah.
Please. And that's the tough one with Leroy Butler. He's waiting, but there's other guys. Lynch has been waiting.
Yeah.
Now you got you got a couple other guys that are Steve. His last name now is Safety Steve Atwater.
Atwater.
Steve Atwater. Yeah. And then you have Champ Bailey's. So you get new guys every year.
Yeah.
Ed Reed, he's he's a first ballot.
Tony Gonzalez,
probably first ballot.
Right.
Champ Bailey, probably first ballot. Now you got two spots left. Who are you going to give it to? You got four, in my opinion, four Hall of Fame offensive linemen that all deserve to be in, but you only got two spots.
Right.
Who do you put in, Bill?
Right.
Who's your choice?
That's what I'm saying. If guys belong there and they've got the stats.
So somebody's going to get a phone call and be disappointed. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's a really tough deal, man.
It makes for great radio because we get to debate it. But it also makes it very tough on the guys that belong there.
I ran the numbers, Bill, because I thought I didn't know what they were. So over 27,000 people have played or coached professional football. Out of that, we have 318 in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. All right? There's two kickers. 0.006% of all pro players are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Then I said, okay, let me compare that to other, what's the probability of? The probability of you and I going outside and getting hit by lightning is about the same number.
Actually, I got hit by lightning while interviewing Jerry Kramer.
Are you serious?
Swear to God. Yeah.
And you're here to tell about it.
And I'm here to tell about it. As a matter of fact, the girl at the Mayo Clinic, when I walked in, I said I'd been struck by lightning. And she looked at me like, really? Because you're working. You're upright.
What was it like?
And, I kind of joke and I say, well, shocking, of course. But when I went in and, they started talking to me, and one of the doctors said, I'm going to have some other doctors come in. And they kind of looked at me and they said, we want to have a couple more doctors look. And I said,
you look electric.
Do you not see this? And they said, well, we've seen, three others. You're our fourth, patient. And I said,
what?
Really? I said, so tell me about the other three. And she goes, well, you're the only one alive. What? And I said, well, okay, you can bring in all the whole team. So we were doing a broadcast from a golf course.
Wow.
So the fact that you bring that up.
That's ironic. I did not know that, sir.
The fact that you bring that up, which means that you were destined sitting here to bring that up.
I love it.
To bring that to be in the Hall of Fame. There you go.
Well, we're glad you survived.
You know what? I'm glad that I survived because now I can take my finger and cook your steak. But that being said, tell us a little bit about the certified.
Well, I'm with Chef Tony.
Chef Tony's got it going on.
And so I'm going to defer to him because he's the subject matter expert. He's the SME on certified Angus beef. This I know. My recipe is on certifiedangusbeef.com. And you can talk more about
that. Speaking of electric, I mean, certified Angus beef is just electric.
It's awesome.
How is it? I mean, the juiciness, the smell, the aroma, and the taste is amazing.
The Bernays sauce is fantastic. Nobody else will check it.
I told you the Bernays sauce was a key, man.
Or touch it. Two people have tried to taste it. My wife has stabbed both of them. This is her second steak, correct?
Yeah.
We're
excited. We're excited to be here and present that product.
Oh, no, it's absolutely awesome. Thanks so much for coming over. And so if they want to find out more, because we had some people the last time say, hey, where can we get some of those recipes? So if they want to find out more, where they go?
CertifiedAngusBeef.com.
CertifiedAngusBeef.com.
We have lots of recipes. Morton's recipes. Pictures.
I'm wearing an apron.
He's wearing an apron. He's got a chef
jacket.
You're
wearing a meat apron. Big certified Angus beef,
you're
beautiful
wearing
leather apron.
Okay, you're wearing more under the apron now.
It's not for
okay.
sure. Yeah,
okay.
I got.
Not just
no,
Morton,
I got,
I'm just
fully closed.
Apron.
Fully closed.
Okay.
Just me and a meat apron. Yeah.
So it's your recipe for the béarnaise sauce, Morton?
That's just that's Chef Tony. I just eat it. I love it. I get the certified Angus, man. I dunk it in there like it's soup. I love it.
It's fantastic, guys. Thanks so much for
stopping.
Thanks,
Bill. Thank you,
Morton. Thanks for having us. Absolutely, Tony. Thanks for coming by.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.